Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Family can be complicated. Okay, who am I kidding? Family is complicated, and for Boston author William Landay, family is all you need for a plot, motive, and a great murder mystery. Well, Bill is a local New York Times bestselling author and former assistant district attorney. You might remember his last book, set in Newton, Defending Jacob, which is now a television series on Apple TV Plus starring Chris Evans. His latest book is All That Is Mine I Carry With Me. It came out on March 7th, and it is another novel set in Greater Boston and weaves together elements of family and aging and wealth and, yes, murder. Bill, welcome to Studio 2.
Thank you.
So you make me scared of my family members. What is it with you and family?
I think that crime novels are a prism through which we can look at other more interesting things, especially relationships, and especially relationships with the people closest to us. Those are the most universal experiences, and these sorts of stories allow us to speak about things that sometimes are hard to articulate and hard to see.
So I've read Defending Jacob. I read All That Is Mine I Carry With Me to talk with you today. And one of the things that strikes me in both of them is that there is an intimacy to family that can be exploited for a kind of disturbing vulnerability in your stories that feels different to me as a reader.
I think that's right. I think that all people are a mystery to us. We can't really know other people. And so the idea that the people closest to us might have secrets, might have flaws, might have things that frighten us is a scary thought. It makes us very alone in the world, and it makes the world a much more precarious place. In this book, a suburban mother goes missing, and the father, who's a criminal lawyer, is immediately suspect in the crime. And the thought that someone in our family might be capable of a crime like that, or might go missing, might be a victim of a crime like that, makes the world seem a very precarious place. And that is the area that that I find is dramatically very interesting. When you put people under that sort of stress and that sort of crisis, they tend to reveal themselves.
Have you had experience in your own? Well, let me start with a broader question. Do you bring your own life experiences into your books, into your stories?
Only in the most benign background sort of ways. I have not had the sort of experiences that I write about, thankfully. I was an assistant DA, and so I draw generally on my background in that. Being in courthouses gives you a kind of fluency in the language of the law that gives my books an authenticity that I think would be hard to replicate just with research. But I do draw on my personal life quite a bit. And this has been a purposeful decision. My first couple of books were more traditional crime novels in the sense that they involved street crime. And it seemed to me that there was a fantasy element that readers brought to crime novels, in that most crime novel readers are not criminals. Most crime novel readers would not so much as steal a candy bar from CVS. And yet they will happily read about murderers and thugs and thieves and find something in it for them. And yet the supposition is that crime is always happening somewhere else. Somewhere unlike me, in a neighborhood unlike mine. And so I wanted to close that gap. I wanted readers to feel this could happen to anyone, this could happen to you. And the way I made that feel authentic to myself is to constantly bring the story closer and closer to my experience of the world. So in Defending Jacob and in this new book, you have a family that parallels my own in significant ways. I live in Newton, and I tend to situate my books there. And I find that doing so helps me to bring that sense of authenticity to the writing. I can write from the heart because I'm writing things that genuinely are close to my heart.
We're talking to local best-selling author Bill Landay. The newest book is All That Is Mine, I Carry With Me. It came out on March 7th. You talk about increasingly bringing things closer to your own life and your own experience. You know, I've learned in book festivals and all the book talks that I do out in public events and spaces that people are always interested in the process, right? How did you? And so I have a couple of research questions on this book, because this book, and there might, I'm not going to guarantee there won't be spoiler alerts. So let me just tell listeners that now. I'll try not to, but one does slip sometimes on live radio. This book is told from a number of different voices, but that missingness, this woman who is gone and no one knows what happened, haunts all the voices. And I wonder, did you talk to a lot of people who had experienced missing persons in their lives? Did you do a lot of research in that space? Because there is a pall, not in a bad, well, I mean, that, yes, that is bad, but a haunting over every page with her being missing.
There is a pall that's cast by this woman's absence. I did not research it. I think that these things can be freely imagined. And to the extent the situation is interesting to me, it's interesting because it parallels universal experiences that we all can relate to. We've all lost somebody who was important to us in one way or another. And we've all also grown up to move away from our parents, to become independent, and to lose them in that smaller sense. And also to meet our parents as fellow adults and to see their flaws and to get to know them as more rounded human beings than we may have imagined they were when we were children. And so those sorts of experiences of looking at our parents and wondering what sort of people they actually are is inherent in this book. It's the real subject. You know, Defending Jacob plugged into the anxiety of parents looking down the family tree, as it were, at their children. In a way, this is the mirror image of that. This is children looking up the family tree at their parents and wondering what's really going on there.
So let's stay with that. There are a couple of other things I know I want to get to, but that's a perfect opportunity to play you a little sound. This is from the series Defending Jacob. This is Chris Evans speaking with his wife and son.
My father, your grandfather, he's in prison. Been there for a very long time. Last time I saw him, I was 6 years old. My mother took me to see him in prison right after his arrest.
You said he left when you were just a baby.
That's what I told everybody growing up. It's the same lie my mother told people.
Wait, you said you never knew your father.
I know.
So for those of you who have not read Defending Jacob, just a little bit of what happens in that book. But what strikes me about it is this isn't just family. This is parents and kids. And it's also bad dads. And I was interested to talk to you about that as well, the bad dad and this complexity of when we stop trusting the people we're supposed to trust most in the world, parents to kids until they're teenagers, right? But kids to parents, too. Those are the people you're supposed to be able to rely on.
You're supposed to be able to rely on each other, parents and children, and yet that's always a fraught relationship, mothers and daughters, fathers and sons. These are difficult relationships. They're relationships that we do not choose, and they're relationships that we really can't walk away from. So we have to find a way to make it work. And these people are a presence in our lives that we study, and we simply have to take their history along with them. And that is something that all people can relate to. And that's why I do think of these books as family stories, much more so than crime stories.
So in this book, we've got the dad under suspicion, we've got the mom who has disappeared, we've got the adult son and the adult daughter who are living the continued aftermath of what has happened, and the friend who's writing the book. So a couple of things that struck me there. First, this mom reminds me of real women who have disappeared here. So, you know, one of our producers said it reminds them of Anna Walsh in Cohasset, the woman who disappeared on New Year's Day and whose husband has been charged in murdering her. It made me think of the Lady of the Dunes. It made me think of the young women killed by the Truro killer. It made me think of the Boston Strangler victims. So, you know, you are local. You live in Newton. Are you bringing forward, do you think you were influenced by, you wrote a book on the Boston Strangler. Do you think you were influenced by the real crimes of missing women, especially white suburban women or white wives and young women that we have a history of with killings here.
There is a very long history, both here and nationally. This is something that happens. And one of the things that makes those cases so haunting is the doubt. And this is a book that's about doubt. It's about not knowing. It's a woman goes missing, and the book addresses the weight of her absence over a very long period on her children. How do we come to terms with not knowing? We like to think when we look at criminal cases that we can come to 100% certainty about what happened. But anybody who investigates crimes, anybody who tries cases in court, knows that there is some measure of doubt, and you never reach 100% certainty. A guilty verdict does not mean you're 100% certain. And in fact, DNA evidence has now exposed that there's a much higher error rate than we might have liked to think, because it makes us confront the righteousness of what we're doing with our courts and with our police. So living with that doubt is a fact of life, both in criminal law and in our lives. We have to live with not knowing quite a bit about these people and where they've been and what they're capable of.
So I can't resist asking you. So on Friday, we're going to speak with director and writer Matt Ruskin and actor Chris Cooper about the new Hulu film on the Boston Strangler. And, you know, that story, and I don't think I'm giving anything away saying this, keeps that doubt question. It is a disturbing thought that we could go. I mean, your these last two books have a real criminal justice system process in them, right? And you go for the unsatisfying, disturbing answer. Do you have faith in our criminal justice system?
I certainly have faith in our criminal justice system. I think it's the best that we can do, given that we are human beings who are prone to error. However, I think it's important to remember that this feeling of doubt and uncertainty isn't limited to that. This is a feeling that permeates all aspects of our lives now because we live in an information environment that's so corrupted and so distracting that we've come to a point where we feel like we just don't know what we can rely on as fact. And so this feeling of uncertainty, of not knowing what's the truth, is something that we take with us throughout the day. When we read the news, we bring a certain cynicism to it. We feel as though we can't know the truth. And we simply have to learn to abide a certain level of not knowing. And that is part of the human condition. And it's a feeling that is very much of this cultural moment as well.
Did you learn anything about yourself or about people that you didn't know before in writing All That Is Mine I Carry With Me?
I learn about myself and about people with every book that I write. One thing that's interesting about book writing is it casts you back on yourself. It's a very solitary profession. It's very difficult. You look inward for a year or two or three, in this case, 10. This was a very long struggle to write this book. And so you do learn about yourself. Most people don't look inward with that sort of concentration for that long a time. And you do tend to come out of it with new insights.
We've got 15, 20 seconds left. You make reference to the 10 years, right? And the book starts with somebody talking about writer's block. Are you relieved, excited? Now that it's done, how do you feel?
Certainly relieved. I'm relieved with every book. I find that writing is such a struggle. It's such laborious uphill work, and it doesn't get easier as you move from book to book. Your standards only get higher as your skills increase. So every book comes as a relief.
So Bill Landay is best-selling author, resident in Newton. The latest book, All That Is Mine I Carry With Me, came out on March 7th. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.